Today's scripture, one verse, is 1 Chronicles 28:20. And David said to Solomon, his son, "Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord." I like this verse because it's a reminder of God's faithfulness, how God is steadfast in his love for us, how he is always available and willing to help us as we work for him. He never gives us a task that he leaves us out on our own. And that knowledge is comforting to me and brings me strength in times of trial or in times when it feels like his presence is not as close as it is at other times. This is given in the context of Solomon getting ready to build the temple, and David is handing off the responsibility which God has given to Solomon to build the temple. And in that time, of course, there were kingdoms around them that were looking to challenge them and to take their land and to attack them because they wanted their land or because they just didn't like them. So there was this external issue of being under attack. It was going to take quite a bit to build this temple, and it wasn't going to happen overnight, so it was going to be a task that was going to require perseverance. And the possibility of becoming discouraged was very real. We see some of these things in the Bible that take decades to get done. And it requires whoever's in charge to have a faith that recognizes that God is going to be with them. So David is encouraging Solomon to be strong and of good courage. Two different things: strong to resist the external pressures that will be upon him to take him away from the task, and be of good courage to deal with the internal strivings where he may be, as it says down here, don't be dismayed, a feeling of not hopelessness, but that things are going badly. So I think that for us today, that we recognize that is things that can happen to us as we are working for the Lord in our daily walk, that there are times when we feel God very close. We rely on that feeling of his presence. We are comforted by the feeling of his presence. And then there's other times where we don't feel him as close. Is that because he's not there? No, he didn't walk away from us and leave us in the lurch. We might not feel him because of all different kinds of reasons. We might have a chemical imbalance. We might be dealing with other factors that are distracting us. And if we're relying on our emotions will swing up and down as they do, not just based on our understanding and knowledge of things, but also based on physical fears, the different reactions that we have to things that are going on around us emotionally. They're not always governed by our mind. So I like to fall back on that thought, because if I don't feel God's presence in an emotional way, or I don't have that feeling of closeness, and I go through those periods of times where that is the case, when I don't feel that, I rely on the knowledge that he is with me and that he is always there. As his child, I have that expectation, and we have words in the scriptures that tell us that he's going to be faithful. He's going to be with us. He's going to hold us in his hand. He's going to be always with us, as this David talks about, he's going to be not here just at the kickoff, the groundbreaking when we start building the temple, but he's going to be with you the whole time and all the time that you're doing his work. So there's not a thought that he's going to leave Solomon and go on to the next job or whatever thought. He's going to be with Solomon through the whole process. And David's encouraging him that. And I like the way David talks about my God, he's talking about Solomon's God too, but David speaks of him very personally because he's been through that. He's been through those trials. And we read in the Psalms where he cries out, "Why, where are you, Lord?" kind of things, where he has lost that strength, where he's in fear, but yet he cries out to the Lord, and the Lord is steadfast. The Lord hears him, and the Lord delivers him. So I like to think about that when we're doing any kinds of work, where we are working for the Lord, and that even when it feels like things aren't going well, or people are against us, or whatever dismaying things that may come to us, this is a good scripture to remember, that we don't need to be dismayed. God is with us all the way through all of this. And it encourages us to be strong and be of good courage, even when we don't feel God's presence. Times when it just seems like I can't sense God through direct actions, through inspiration, through peace coming through prayer or any of those kind of things. Sometimes those things are failing me, especially if I'm discouraged for some reason. But I know whenever that happens, I don't feel like, oh, God has somehow left me. God is still there. And I keep doing those things that I believe that God has for me to do. And then that thinking part of my mind is providing the reassurance and comfort when I really can't feel it through any sensory kind of emotional feeling. And so I think that these promises of faithfulness and that we find in the Bible are extremely important to me because of the emotions change and emotions are affected by all kinds of things. But I rely on God's word, the promises that are there. I rely on God because of the things that he has promised in his word. So I don't think in terms that God has left me. If I'm confident that I've been set on a task, I don't think that because I can't feel God that all of a sudden he doesn't want me to do it anymore. I mean, in some ways, a simple way to think of that for me is sometimes your boss tells you to do things and gives you a task, and he leaves the room. Well, God doesn't exactly do that, but I don't have that expectation that every minute he's going to be coming to encourage me because I might forget what I'm supposed to be doing. He gives me a task and expects me to go off and do it. I see David doing that with Solomon. David knows he's not going to be there. Solomon's going to build the temple. But he's given him that direction, and he's relying on God to carry him through. He says, God, my God's going to go with you. So I pass that comfort and that strength and that peace off to you that I've experienced in my life. And when your troubles come and when you're facing opposition, you can be strong in the Lord. You can be of good courage because he's faithful. He's going to be with you, give you the strength all the way through the job. Father, we thank you for the reassurances that we have, the promises that you give, that we can read in your word, that you are faithful. You are always the same, the unchanging one. You've given us that promise that as your children, that you will always be with us, that you're there, you have us under your wing, you have us in your hand, all of these images that we can see that bring us comfort and peace, knowing that we're protected by you, that we have your power and your strength to rely on when ours fails. And so, Father, we pray that as we go out every day doing your will, that you will be with us. And in those times when we feel that things are going to overwhelm us or things are not going as we'd like, to rely on that knowledge that you are still there, you are with us, and for us to be strong and be of good courage because we have that confidence, Father. We know that when we're doing your will, there's opposition, there's things that can happen, but there is that peace and that understanding that regardless of how hard the job is, Father, when it's your will, that it's where we need to be and what we need to be doing. And you give us the strength to get through, and you'll see us through all the way to the end. And we thank you for that. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Our God, we know that you are there. We feel you by our side. And even when we don't perceive you, we know you're there to guide. We pray for wisdom and we pray for strength. We pray for your presence in our lives. For you are the God strengthens us, and your strength is all we need. We praise you with our lives as we do your will and keep strong. Tell us to be strong and promise to be there. We hear and understand. We know that you care. And our hearts can hear you as you speak through your word. And even so God, give us strength and good courage to move on and do your will that you've given us. And we give you praise and glory. We give you thanks as well for keeping us under your wing, for keeping us under your wing.